Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. President, Panama welcomes the distinguished delegation of Uruguay. We thank them for the presentation of the report. We note with satisfaction the progress achieved since the second UPR, highlighting its normative institutional framework to promote the plight of vulnerable groups, particularly when it comes to gender, childhood, combating human trafficking, and also the launch of programs to implement Agenda 2030. And poverty also is at historically low levels. Therefore, we call for ongoing cooperation and openness to the universal human rights protection system mechanisms. Nevertheless, we're concerned by the high rates of femicide and domestic violence and persisting prejudice and discriminatory stereotypes against people with disabilities, Afro descendants, and other minority groups. Motivated by Uruguay's commitment to protect human rights, we recommend 1. Adopt measures to allow the right to vote to be exercised for Uruguayans living abroad as stipulated in its constitution. 2. Abolish the amnesty law 1986 and ensure that crimes against humanity, including acts of torture and forced disappearance, violations of human rights committed between 1973 and 1985, are not subject to any norms on statute of limitations, amnesty, immunities, or other similar measures. 3. Strengthen cohesion implementation of public policy to guarantee equal rights and opportunities for the whole population, and that promote changes in social conduct. We wish Uruguay every success in his third UPR.
Gracias.